Well, as we continue on with what's going on inside agriculture from Dakota Fest in Mitchell, South Dakota, let's find out what's going on with NAFTA. Well, they're going to start working on it tomorrow. Now, trade negotiators from Mexico and Canada will gather in Washington, D.C. this week to update NAFTA, the North America Free Trade Agreement. Now, the Trump administration wants to update the 1994 pact to include data transfer protections, ensure products produced in Mexico comply more closely with the U.S. environmental and labor laws, and to reduce the U.S. trade deficit with the NAFTA countries. Traveling in the Midwest last week, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue voiced a shorter list.
Not all sectors have benefited equally. We know that. Our vegetable and fruit producers in the South, whether it's Texas or Florida, have not benefited as well. But the grain guys up here have done very, very well. DDGs and other things are going very well. We want to make sure that we do no harm. That's been the message there. In trade negotiations, it's a wide portfolio of manufacturing as well as agriculture. My goal is to make sure the U.S. Trade Representative, Bob Lighthizer, Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, the President, we do no harm to agriculture in those negotiations.
While American agriculture has benefited from the opening the borders with Mexico and Canada, Mexico until recently was the number one importer of U.S. corn, and the President of Illinois Farm Bureau, Richard Gebert, says it's imperative the trade agreement stays in place.
Is it that it stays in place and tweaked? Sure, every trade agreement could be tweaked from time to time, and after 25 plus years, I'm sure there's areas that can be tweaked, but we cannot lose our best two trading partners, Mexico and Canada.
Well, the three trading partners will begin hammering out potential updates to NAFTA. That is expected to happen, actually, as things get started, should happen tomorrow. Well, journalists from the U.S. and Mexico last week learned firsthand how one brewery buys a large portion of its grains from the United States. Susan Littlefield actually does have more on that, and she does have more as we take a look at the report that she offered the National Association of Farm Bureau. And, of course, here is more as we take a look at what goes on when it comes to that report from NAFTA. And, of course, here's Susan Littlefield.
This fact-finding mission hosted by the U.S. Grains Council has really opened the eyes to many of the journalists on this trip about the importance of what NAFTA is. Not that we didn't already understand it. It was the fact that we got to see firsthand how businesses, both in the U.S. and in Mexico, are affected. Primus Brewing, Jamie Andrew, talks about what NAFTA means to him.
Of course, we're not self-sufficient with our raw materials, especially with the barley, with the malts. We have to import a great percentage of our malts from the U.S., and that's why you cannot longer understand Mexican success in beer industry without the barley. So that also happens because of the zero tariff import or no duties in the import for the malts and the barley. And if this changes, of course, there is a very big risk that the whole dynamics of the beer industry in the world change. Mexico can stop being the biggest exporter, and the U.S., they will stop sending so much grain to Mexico.
He said if something were to happen to NAFTA, it would be detrimental for everybody, the folks who produce the grains in the U.S. and those that produce the beers in Mexico. I'm Susan Littlefield in Mexico.
And, of course, Canada plans to protect its dairy system under a North America Free Trade Agreement. Now, as the first round of talks get underway tomorrow, Canada officials say they will protect the nation's system of tariffs and quotas that keep domestic dairy prices high and imports low. U.S. dairy farmers strongly dislike the system and want it dismantled. Canada's Foreign Minister, Chrystia Freeland, laid out the nation's goal for NAFTA during a speech yesterday. She also suggested that Canada could walk away from the talks if the U.S. pushed to remove a key dispute settlement mechanism in the trade deal. That, according to Reuters. Well, we're going to take another break here. And when we come back, more of Inside Agriculture.